Chapter 13. Gideon. After Joshua had died and the children of Israel had made their homes in the land of Canaan, they began to disobey God and worship the idols of the land. Because of this, God sent enemies against them to punish them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, but he told them how wrong and wicked they had been. Yet because they were his people, he did not forsake them, but sent judges or deliverers to turn them from their idols and deliver them from their enemies. Now one of these judges was called Gideon. He belonged to the tribe of Manasseh. And one day, as he was threshing the wheat and trying to hide it from the Midianites, an angel of the Lord came and sat by him under an oak tree. This angel said to Gideon, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." But Gideon asked how that could be, when it seemed that God had forsaken them and given them into the hands of the Midianites. The angel told him that God would now send him to save Israel from their enemies. Gideon felt very poor and weak, and could not see how he could deliver Israel. His family was only a poor one in Manasseh, and he was the least one of the family. So he wanted a sign from the angel that this would all come true, and he asked the angel to wait while he went to get him something to eat. Presently, Gideon came back with some meat and cakes and a pot of broth. But the angel did not need this food and told Gideon to put it on the rock and pour the broth over it. Then, when the angel touched it with his staff, fire came out of the rock and burnt it all up. The angel then disappeared. And Gideon knew he was an angel of God and was afraid he would die. But God comforted him and told him not to fear. What a wonderful sign this was to encourage Gideon. And he built an altar to the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom, which means the Lord send peace. Now God told Gideon to pull down the altar which they had made to the idol called Baal. You see, God will have his people turn from their idols and wicked ways before he delivers them. So Gideon did as he was told, but because he was afraid of his family, he did it in the night. And when his brethren awoke in the morning, the altar of Baal was thrown down, and instead there was a bullock offered on the altar of the Lord, which Gideon had built. After this, Gideon blew his trumpet and called together the men of Manasseh and some of the other tribes. These all came to Gideon and were ready to fight against the Midianites. But Gideon was still afraid, lest God would not go with him and deliver Israel. And so he asked for another sign. He put a fleece of wool on the threshing floor one night and asked God to let the fleece be wet with dew and the ground around be dry. And God did this miracle for him. But still he was afraid, and asked the next night that the fleece might be dry and the ground wet. And God did this also. So kind is he to give help and encouragement to his people. Now Gideon had over 30,000 men with him, but God said that this was too many. If they got the victory, they might think it was by their own power. So Gideon had to keep sending the men back home until he had only 300 left. How few to fight against their enemies, who were so many that they could not be counted. But in this way, God would show that it was His power alone that could give the victory. Then Gideon went one night with his 300 men, and what a strange way they go to fight. Each one had a lighted lamp in a pitcher or water pot in one hand, and a trumpet in the other hand. When the signal was given, they all broke the pitchers, so that the lamps suddenly shined all round the Midianites, and they all blew their trumpets and shouted, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." Their enemies were so frightened that they killed one another, and all of them fled before Israel. So God gave them a great deliverance by the hand of Gideon. Now for the texts. You will find all this about Gideon in the book of Judges, chapters 6 and 7. There is only one other, and that is in Hebrews chapter 11. See if you can find the verse which speaks of Gideon.